This is Bird Note. In January 2009, a U.S. Airways flight completely lost power after striking a flock of Canada geese. The captain was able to guide the crippled plane to an emergency landing in the Hudson River, and all passengers were safe. Airports around the country are taking innovative precautions to avoid such collisions. Wildlife biologist Steve Osmek describes some of the new techniques at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport.
So where we are, we're in the Airport Operations Center, and one of the things that they have here is the avian radar. Now, if you look to the right here, it just changed from a light yellow to a dark yellow. That would indicate that there's some bird activity in that area, and if they're birds that are sizable enough, we might need to do some pyrotechnics or other harassment activity. One thing we started using was this remote-controlled airboat for chasing ducks off some of the stormwater detention ponds that we have around the airport. It's essentially a coyote model that we mounted to the front of the boat. And the idea is although these birds are used to seeing coyotes on land, they're not used to seeing a coyote moving at 25 miles an hour on the water. And as a result, now this area is not one that they feel comfortable in.
Have a look at that water skiing coyote on our website, birdnote.org.